And welcome to Rebound, the quickfire test of knowledge and nerve. Six contestants are about to battle it out for the chance to win thousands of pounds. But they won't just have to beat each other, they'll also have to beat this, the Rebound Bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents and attempt to put them out of the game. Let's see who's stepping up to the bar today.
Hi, I'm Faye, I work in radio and I'm from Manchester.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a murder mystery theatre company operator for Warrington.
Hi, I'm Janine, and I'm a PA from Kent.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm a maths teacher from Oxford.
Hello, I'm Dominic, and I'm a medical student from Surrey.
Hi, I'm Madge, and I'm an opera singer from London.
Welcome, all of you, and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's Fast Cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. They'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have the advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these sirs was the first to be knighted? Get ready, the bar's going to rebound. Elton John, Mick Jagger, Tim Rice or Paul McCartney? All sirs, but which was the first to be knighted? You've all locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. Dominic, why have you gone for Paul McCartney?
Yeah, I just thought the Beatles were pretty big pretty quickly, so I reckon he got knighted quite early on in his career.
OK, John. Sir Tim Rice.
Well, I thought because he's been in collaboration with Lloyd Webber for so long and they've been doing so much, I thought he'd come a bit early to the knighthood scene.
Well, let's see if you're right. The correct answer is... It is Sir Tim Rice. Ooh. He was knighted in 1994. John, you got it right, the only one to get it right, but how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Well done, £569 you managed to bank. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these planets is closest to the sun? Get ready, the bar will rebound now. Mercury, Venus, Earth or Mars? All planets in the solar system, but which of them is closest to the sun? Well, you've locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. All of you in agreement, apart from Madge. You've all gone for Mercury. Faye, are you quite pleased you're in a big group who went for Mercury?
Yeah, I'm feeling confident with that one, even more so because five of us have gone with A, so...
OK, let's see who got it right. Yeah, the answer is Mercury. It's 57.81 million kilometres from the sun. How fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Yes. Well done, Faye. You were the quickest. £862 you managed to bank. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these Stephen King books was published first? Get ready for the rebound. Carrie, The Shining, Salem's Lot or Misery? All Stephen King books, but we're looking for the first published one. Couple of unsure faces there. Let's see what you locked in. OK, mixed bag. Janine, Carrie, discuss.
Well, I think that's the most famous one of his that I know of. I remember doing a module at uni based on Stephen King books and I just thought, I remember Carrie being the one that stood out.
It's a pretty good reason. And John, once again, you're out on your own. You've gone for Salem's Lot.
I've gone out of the box again, yeah. I don't know, something in the back of my mind thinks Salem's Lot. It's an early book.
OK, none of you that sure. Let's find out what the correct answer is. Carrie was published in 1974. So Madge, Amy and Janine, you all got it right, but how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Well done to Janine. £650 you managed to bank, the most. So that's the end of Fast Cash, so it's a good time to have a look at the leaderboard and see how you're all doing. Madge, you're at the bottom of the leaderboard, £575. You've got plenty of work to do, but there are chances to catch up. John, you're in third place. Janine, you're in second place. But well done to Amy. £1,444. You're out in the lead as we head into round two. Get set for battle. It's time to go head-to-head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against each other, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. Get it wrong or answer too slowly and their opponent wins, stealing all their money and knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Amy, you won the most in fast cash with £1,444. Come and join me. Well, Amy, you get to choose who you play in our first head-to-head. But we're going to give you a bit of help. We're going to show you the leaderboard. Are you going to go for someone with a lot of cash or someone lower down the leaderboard who may be easier to beat?
It's probably important to get a fair amount of cash now to build up.
That's a good strategy.
So...
Have a good look at them.
I think I'm going to go for Janine.
Janine, you stand to earn quite a lot of money if you win this head-to-head.
Sounds good to me.
Bring on the girls. Janine and Amy, step up to the bar. Now, Amy, as you won the most in fast cash, you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? Madonna songs or Tom Cruise movies? Oh, a bit of a sigh there.
I would say it's going to have to be Tom Cruise movies.
Why is that?
Because I don't know any Madonna songs.
Janine, would you have chosen that?
Yeah, I've got a media degree, so I'll give it a go.
OK, you're about to see titles of Tom Cruise movies. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. You each have three lives. The first person to lose their lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. The bar will be heading to you first, Janine. Here's your first Tom Cruise movie. Start the bar.
Top.
Impossible.
Maguire.
Man.
Fourth.
Sky.
Good.
Wide.
Business.
Away.
Interview.
Thunder.
Moves.
Jack.
Silence.
I've no idea.
Lions for Lambs. Have you seen it?
Never heard of it.
You lose a life. You're down to two lives, Janine. Well done, Amy. You stay in control of the game. What are you choosing next? Balls or hats?
OK, hats, I guess.
Are you a hat lady?
I've got more hats than I have balls.
That's good to hear. Janine, what would you go for?
Yeah, I would have gone for hats as
OK,
well.
So it's an even match-up. You're about to see images of different types of hats. You just have to give me the name of each one.
Okay.
You have two lives, Janine. You have three lives, Amy. The bar will be heading to you first, Janine. Here's your first hat. Start the bar.
Top hat.
Sombrero.
Tommy Cooper hat.
It's a fez. It is one that Tommy Cooper used to wear. But its name is a fez. Hey, this is crucial. You're down to one life. You may be laughing, but will you be laughing on the train home in a few minutes? You've got three lives. This is easy, Amy.
So far.
You get to choose the next category again. Historical battles or islands?
Well, I come from an island. I'm a bit of an island fan.
What's that?
Jersey.
Oh, very nice place.
So, yeah, I think I might go for islands.
Let's hope Jersey comes up. OK, islands. Would you have gone for that?
Yes, I suppose I know little about either, so I'd have probably just gone for that one. That was better.
This is crucial now for you, Janine. One life, you lose it, you're going home. Up will flash the name of an island. All you have to do is give the name of the country to which each island belongs. The bar will be heading to you again, Janine. Here's your first island. Start the bar.
Spain.
Greece.
England?
Scotland. Damn it.
It was Scotland, Janine. The Isle of Skye is in Scotland, not England. It means you lose your last life, you're going home. And to make matters worse, you lose all your money. Amy, you steal Janine's £1,420. It means you now have £2,864 banked. Well done. We'll see you in the next round. Janine, you've been beaten by the bar. John, with £1,277, you're playing next. Come and join me. Now, John, you run murder mystery events. That's a funny old profession. How did you get into that?
Well, I joined as an actor. I joined the company as an actor.
And it means you could probably suss out your opponents quite well.
Yeah, I can read body language and non-verbal communication quite well. There's a few sweaty brows going on there.
Well, that's just as well, because you get to choose your next opponent. We're going to give you a bit of help. Have a look at the leaderboard. Faye, Dominic and Madge, you're going to get to choose, but don't tell me now. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, Amy won our first head-to-head, but who'll join her in the next round? Right, John, you've had time to think who you want to play. Who's it going to be?
Well, Sean, as you can probably tell by my accent, I'm a northern lad. And we've got a fellow northerner in the group, and I'd like to keep that northern union tight, and she is just one below me with the money stakes, so I'm going to choose Faye.
OK. I know why you're thinking, because you want to keep the northern thing together. But Faye's going to be difficult to beat, isn't she?
I like a challenge.
OK. Faye likes a challenge.
Well, if you're doing it for the northerners, you could have taken one of the southerners and then one of the northerners would have gone in the next round.
Feminine logic.
Bring it on.
OK. John, Faye, step up to the bar. John, as you bank the most amount of money, you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? Superheroes or supermodels?
Oh, both great categories. I'll go for superheroes, please, Sean.
You might go for that, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Faye, would you have gone for superheroes?
I'd have probably gone for the supermodels, but let's give this one a go. Get my cape on. Let's do it.
Who will be the superhero out of the two of you? You're about to see images of iconic superheroes. All you have to do is give their superhero name. Remember, you can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives is going home. Faye, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first superhero. Start the bar.
Batman.
Superman.
Spider-Man.
The Hulk.
Wonder Woman.
Captain America.
Wolverine.
Catwoman.
Flash Gordon.
Get Thor.
It was Thor. Thor, John. Faye, you're a superhero.
Yeah.
You won that category and you control the game. You're down to two lives now, John. Mm-hmm. Could be critical if you lose another life. So, Faye, you're in control of the game. You get to choose the next category. What will it be? UK postcodes or UK cities?
Very similar, aren't they?
What are you liking your geography?
I got an A at school, but that was a long time ago. UK cities. Let's go with that.
Would you have gone for that, John?
Probably postcodes, actually.
Ah. Yeah. You're about to see some anagrams of UK cities. All you need to do is solve them. The bar will be heading to you first, John. Here's your first UK city. Start the bar.
Leeds.
Bristol.
Dundee, John. Dundee. You're down to one life. What happened?
Bad category, anagrams.
Mm. Gosh, you came into this round with so much cash, you're about to lose it. You've got to turn it on now, John.
I've got to go for it now.
Yeah. Faye, what's the next category? Hymns and carols or Greek mythology?
I'm very good with music, but not so much the old hymns. Greek mythology?
That's what you're going for.
Yes.
Greek mythology it is. John, what do you think about that?
It's a big one. Could be anything.
Well, you're about to see the names of Greek mythological figures. Each will have letters missing. I want you to give me the complete name. Start the bar.
Zeus.
Apollo.
Medusa.
Hades.
Aphrodite.
Achilles.
Cyclops.
No idea.
Pegasus. Pegasus.
No. Wouldn't have got that. No, now you say it, but no.
You wouldn't have got it. You didn't get it. You're down to two lives. John, you're back in the game.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Oh, wow, wow.
And what about these two? Which one are you going to pick? Brit winners or Oscar winners?
Oscar winners.
No hesitation there, John.
Popular music, not me.
Faye?
Definitely have gone for Brit winners.
OK. Well, you're about to see images of Oscar-winning actresses. Just tell me their names. You have two lives, Faye. You have one life, John. The bar will be heading to you first, Faye. Here's your first actress. Start the bar.
Meryl Streep.
Kate Winslet.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Helen Mirren.
Totally froze.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor, that's awful.
that's a bad one to get wrong.
Yeah, sorry,
Liz. Not just because it's Elizabeth Taylor, but because you're down to one life.
Okay.
Whoever loses this one is going home. And this is a proper northern battle.
Apparently so. Let's do it.
Who's going to be the last one standing? Well, John, you remain in control of the game, so you get to choose the next category. What will it be? Types of tea or fictional animals?
Types of tea.
OK, you're about to see anagrams of types of tea. All you need to do is solve them. You both have one life. Lose that life and you're going home. The bar will be heading to you first, Faye. Here's your first type of tea. Start the bar.
Jasmine.
Green.
Peppermint.
Grey, John. You knew it afterwards, but you were too late. It wasn't your cup of tea, was it?
Certainly wasn't. Anagrams again.
It means you've lost your last life, you're going home, and to make matters worse, Faye steals all your money. So your £1,277 goes across to Faye. Faye, you now have £2,139. Well done. We'll see you in the next round. John, you've been beaten by the bar. So, Dominic and Madge, that leaves you to battle it out for that last spot. Step up to the bar. Well, Dominic, you banked the most with £831, so you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? World leaders or lead singers?
Well, I know Madge is an opera singer, so he would probably go for lead singers. But I'm not too keen on world leaders, so I think I'm going to go with lead singers and just hedge my bets.
OK, Madge, are lead singers the right thing for you?
We'll see.
You're about to see the names of lead singers from successful bands. Just give me the name of the band. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. The bar will be heading to you first, Madge. Here's your first lead singer. Start the bar.
You two.
Coldplay.
Blondie.
The Smiths.
Duran Duran.
Spandau Ballet.
Oh, it's Madness. Suggs, lead singer of Madness.
The tip of my tongue.
You're down to two lives, Madge. It could be critical if you lose another life. Well done, Dominic. You're in control of the game. What's the next category going to be? TV detectives or car logos?
I think I will go for TV detectives.
TV detectives it is. Madge?
I think I would have gone for TV detectives as well.
OK. You're about to see images of some TV detectives. All you need to do is tell me who they are. The bar will be heading to you first, Madge. Here's your first TV detective. Start the bar.
Holmes.
Poirot.
Morse.
Miss Marple.
Columbo.
I don't know. Lincoln or...
Dominic, it's Luther.
Luther.
It's one of the most popular dramas at the moment. It's a great show. But it means you're down to two lives. Well done, Madge. How's that feel?
OK, that's good. I'm happy with that.
You're in control of the game. Okay. You get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? Famous artists or famous lovers?
Ooh. Interesting choice.
You quite like the lovers one, do you?
Yeah, I do kind of like the sound of that one. But I think I like a bit of art. I think I'm going to go for famous artists.
Famous artists it is. Would you have chosen that, Dominic?
I'm not too keen on it. We'll see how this goes.
You're about to see the surnames of famous artists, past and present. You just need to tell me their first names. You each have two lives. It's game on, guys. Dominic, the bar's heading to you first. Here's your first artist. Start the bar.
Leonardo.
Andy.
Vincent.
Salvador.
Tracy.
Pablo.
John?
Claude?
Don't know.
Oh. It's Jeff Koons, Dominic.
No, I didn't know that one at all.
Well, what it means is you're down to one life.
Yeah.
So no more mistakes.
No.
And you're not in control of the game. Madge, what a fight back.
We'll wait and see.
You get to choose the next category, as you know. What's it going to be? Photography terms or Shakespeare plays?
I'm not particularly into photography, so I think we're going to have to go with Shakespeare plays.
Shakespeare plays, it is. You're about to see the titles of Shakespeare plays. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. Madge, you have two lives. Dominic, you have one life left. The bar will be heading to you first, Dominic. Here's your first Shakespeare play. Start the bar.
Midsummer.
Venice.
King.
Shrew.
Much.
Like.
Caesar.
Ends.
Wives.
Errors.
12th.
Lost.
Measure.
Gentleman.
Tale.
Kinsman, Madge, the two noble kinsmen.
Don't know it.
But my, oh my, what a rally. Oh. That was like being at Wimbledon, you guys. You did really well, Madge, but not well enough. You're down to one life now. We have a real good game on our hands again. One life each. Whoever loses this one is going home. Dominic, you're in control.
Mm.
What category are you going to choose? Fabric or fish?
Not too much of a fashionista. I don't think I know my fabrics too well. So I think I'll see if I can real Madge in and I'll go with fish.
Madge, I wonder if you're going to give him a battering. You're about to see some anagrams of different types of fish. All I need you to do is solve them. You're both down to one life each. Lose this one and you're going home. Madge, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first fish. Start the bar.
Cod.
Eel.
Tuna.
Salmon.
Pike.
Carp.
Trout.
Kipper.
Skate.
Skate.
Skate. Ever tried skate?
It's flat, isn't it?
It's a flat fish. It's quite a nice one. And you're going home because you've lost your last life, Madge. I'm afraid it's all over. And to make things worse, you lose all your cash. Dominic, you steal it. £575 goes over to you. You now have £1,406 banked. Well done. We'll see you in the next round. Madge, I'm afraid you've been beaten by the bar. So three players remain, Amy, Faye and Dominic, but who will take that one step closer to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Faye, Amy and Dominic have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it to the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances with more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. The player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. Which of these 1980s events took place first? Get ready, guys. Here's the rebound. Live Aid, The Berlin Wall Falls, Charles Weds Diana, E.T. released. All events in the 1980s. We're looking for the first one. You've all locked in your answers. Some of you took quite a while there. Let's see what you chose. A mixed bag, then. Dominic, Live Aid. You sure about that?
I'm not sure about it, but I ruled out the Berlin Wall Falls, and that's about as far as I could go.
Amy, you went for E.T. being released.
Unlike Dominic, I was probably actually alive in the 80s. I don't totally remember what order those things happened, but I'm thinking that was fairly early on.
Faye, Charles Weds Diana.
I think my dad's got, like, a commemorative mug with that year on, so gonna go with that.
OK, let's see what the correct answer is. It is Charles Weds Diana. Well done, Faye. How fast were you and how much cash did you bank? £592. Well done, Faye. Prince Charles and Weds Diana in 1981. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these UK mountains is the tallest? Here comes the rebound. Snowdon, Ben Nevis, Ben Lomond, or Scarfell Pike? All UK mountains, we're looking for the tallest one of them. Hey, you were really quick locking in your answers there. But let's see what you chose. Ah, all in agreement, Ben Nevis. Let's see what the answer is. It is Ben Nevis, you're all right. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Well done, Dominic. £940. Really quick on the buzzer there. And Ben Nevis is 1,344 metres tall. Well, you're feeling pretty high at the moment after that, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty chuffed with that.
Next question. Start the bar. Which of these words entered the Oxford English Dictionary first? Here's the rebound. Fat, bestie, bling or twerk? All words in the English Dictionary. But we're looking for the first one to enter it. You've all locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. OK, Dominic, you've gone for bling.
I just thought bling was more likely to come earlier than... I mean, twerk is Miley Cyrus. That's the last couple of years.
You're nodding, Amy.
I think so, yes. Unlike Dominic, of course, I'm too old to know about all this kind of stuff.
Faye, you went for bestie.
Yeah, bestie just stood out to me. I've been saying it for years, so must be in there before all the others.
Well, let's see if you're right. The answer is... it's fat, I'm afraid. Fat entered the dictionary in 2001.
Good
you
Lord.
Missed out on a great opportunity to get some cash.
Yeah.
So let's see you doing this one. Start the bar. Which of these cities was the most recent host of the Summer Olympics? Here's the rebound. Sydney, Beijing, Atlanta or Barcelona? All hosts of the Summer Olympics, but we're looking for the most recent. You were looking quite confident. Let's see what you chose. Amy, Beijing?
Definitely. 2008, I think.
Faye, do you watch the Olympics?
I do, and it was definitely Beijing, but my finger, trigger finger, saw Sydney, bang, wrong.
Let's see what the answer is. Yes, it is Beijing, and Amy, you were right. The Beijing Olympics were held in 2008. So how fast were you two, and how much cash did you bank? Well done, Dominic. £692. You're on top again. OK, next question, and the last chance to bank some cash. Start the bar. Which of these chemical elements has the highest atomic number? Here comes the rebound. Calcium, oxygen, iron or zinc? We're looking for the one with the highest atomic number. All quite quick locking in your answers. Let's see what you chose. Dominic, you're the medic, and you went for zinc.
Yeah, a bit of a science background. I'm just trying to picture it on the periodic table, and I think it's a bit lower than the others, and the atomic number increases as you go down. So I'm hoping I'm right with zinc.
Faye?
Yes.
Iron.
I hate science.
I'm not filled with confidence here.
Not in science, no.
Let's see if Dominic's right. God. The correct answer is zinc. Well done, Dominic. You really are doing well in fast cash. It has an atomic number of 30. But how fast were you, Dominic, and how much cash did you bank? £587. You are really building up the money in this fast cash, Dominic. That's the end of fast cash. Let's see how you're all doing. Dominic, you're in third place with £3,625. Faye, you're in second place. Amy, you're out in front. £4,421. Congratulations, you're in the lead as we head into the next round. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Faye, Amy and Dominic each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they'll need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stop their bar and stay in the game. Each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar will move 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Set the bars. Dominic, because you banked the least amount of money, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you. Faye, you're in second place, so your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you. And Amy, you've banked the most so far, so that means you have the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? Richter, Mohs or Beaufort? Start the bars. You've all locked in your answers. Faye, you took a while to lock in. Remember, the longer you take locking in, the more time you lose on the runway. We were looking for which scale is used to describe wind speed. Let's see what you locked in. Faye, you went for Richter. How are you feeling about that answer?
Not very good. Is it like earthquakes on the Richter scale?
Amy and Dominic went for a different answer. You both went for Beaufort. Dominic, confident?
Yeah, because Faye's right. Richter's earthquakes, and I think Mohs is hardness of stone or something.
Mineral hardness.
Let's see if you've got the correct answer. You have. It is Beaufort. The scale was introduced in 1806 by Sir Francis Beaufort. Well done to you two. Faye, that means we're going to have to move your bar. OK, you see what the difference makes. You lose 3 seconds and you're suddenly losing a lot of space on the runway. Let's see if you can do better in this one. Which of these is the correct answer? Robert, Christopher or James? Start the bars. Faye, once again, you took a while. You're getting the hang of this game, are you?
I am, but I'm just really, really want to get the right answer, so I'd rather get it right, maybe cost a second than lose three.
Hey, look, you're in good company. Dominic's out there with you. It's a two-horse race for the first person to go out at the moment. Amy, you're looking quite comfortable there.
Well, I'm confident about this one.
Well, we were looking for what was Scott of Antarctic's first name. This is what you went for. You all went for Robert. Dominic?
Well, I put it and then I second-guessed myself, but now that the other two have both put it, I'm happy with Robert.
No, well, you're right. Either all right or all wrong. Let's see what the correct answer is. Yes, it was Robert. Captain Scott's full name was Robert Falcon Scott. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? 7, 9 or 10? Start the bars. Locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. You've all gone for 7. We were looking for how many sides does a heptagon have? Let's see if you all got it right. You did. A heptagon is a polygon with 7 angles and 7 sides. So you're all safe. Your bars stay in the same place. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Ruby, sapphire or emerald? Start the bars. You're all locked in. We were looking for which gemstone represents the 40th wedding anniversary in the UK. Here's what you locked in. You're all in agreement. The correct answer is... it is ruby, so you're all safe again. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Agitato, fortissimo or largo? Start the bars. Oh, Faye, you're slipping out of this game. Let's have a look what you locked in. You're all in agreement. Let's see what the correct answer is. It is fortissimo. All safe once again. Next question. Cutty Sark, Marie Celeste or Golden Hind? Start the bars. We were looking for what is the name of Sir Francis Drake's ship? Let's see what you locked in. Oh, my word.
We're so
Can we
smart.
Separate you guys? You've all gone for Golden Hind. Let's see what the correct answer is. It is Golden Hind. Sir Francis Drake was the first Englishman to circumnavigate the world in his most famous ship, the Golden Hind. So well done. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Wine, lettuce or cheese? Start the bars. We were looking for what is Lolo Rosso a type of. Here's what you picked. Ah, disagreement. Amy, you went for lettuce. Now,
I think it's lettuce. I do.
And Dominic's in agreement.
Yeah, something in the back of my mind.
Faye, take a look at the bar. Mm. There's a lot riding on this for you, isn't there?
Yeah.
One wrong answer and you could be going home.
Yeah.
The correct answer is coming up right after the break. Welcome back to Rebound, where Faye, Amy and Dominic are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were looking for what is Lolo Rosso a type of. Faye, yeah. There was a lot riding on this for you, and you went for wine.
Yes.
The correct answer is... it is lettuce. Mm. Amy and Dominic are safe, but we're going to have to move your bar. Oh!
Still in.
Stay of execution. You've got about a second there. You're going to have to be really quick in the next round. So, fingers on the ready. Let's move on to the next question. Which of these is the correct answer? David Bailey, Mario Testino, or Rankin? Start the bars. Oh, Faye, you've run out of time. You're out of the game.
Got it.
You've been beaten by the bar. That means it's a two-horse race between Amy and Dominic. Amy, you're out in front, but a couple of wrong answers and you'll be pulled into trouble with Dominic. We were looking for who took the official photos of Princess Charlotte's christening. This is what you locked in. Amy, you went for Mario Testino. Confident with that?
I have a feeling that it's because he did the ones when William and Harry were little.
OK. Dominic, David Bailey, you sure?
No, not at all. I was just pretty sure it wasn't Rankin, so it was a toss-up between the other two.
Hey, a wrong answer here, and you're in real trouble.
I know.
The correct answer is... it's Mario Testino. Well done, Amy. You're safe. Dominic, I'm afraid we're going to have to move your bar. OK, Dominic, all the best sportsmen and women know when to turn on the style.
Yeah.
Now's your time, because you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Another wrong answer, and you could be out of the game. Next question. Stand, gaggle, or smack? Which one of those is the correct answer? Start the bars. Quick locking in. You're still there, Dominic. We were looking for what is the collective name for flamingos. This is what you locked in. Both going for a stand. Dominic, happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, they stand around, don't they? So... I mean, it's a gaggle of geese, and I don't know what a smack is.
A smack of flamingos?
I do know what a smack is, but not in terms of birds.
Well, you're not going to be standing around here for long, because Amy got the same one, so you either got it right or wrong, and both of you are in together. Let's see what the answer is. It is a stand of flamingos, so you're both safe, but it means you don't make up any ground on Amy.
Yep.
Next question. Which one of these is the correct answer? Gove, Haig, or Hammond? Start the bars. Oh, you're out of the game, Dominic. Out of time, and you're going home. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means, Amy, you're through to our rebound final. Well, congratulations. Let's just clear up that last question. We were looking for who is the current Foreign Secretary. Let's see what you locked in. You went for William Haig. The correct answer is... it's actually Philip Hammond. You got one wrong. It doesn't matter, because you're through to the final.
Good time to get it wrong, really. It doesn't matter now.
Well done, Amy. And you also get to steal Dominic and Faye's money, which means you'll be playing for a prize of £11,672. Wow, that's loads of money. What would you do with it?
Well, my garden is really quite a mess, and I've got horribly brown fingers, so I think it might be good to pay somebody to actually fix it.
Well, you could probably pay Alan Titchmarsh for that.
I don't.
Well, it's going to be a lovely garden if you win the final. We'll be rooting for you. Let's find out if Amy can beat the bar. Now, Amy, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. She needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches her. With every correct answer, Amy moves one step closer to victory and that £11,672. But the bar is determined to hunt her down. If it reaches her at any time, it's game over and she goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Amy?
Yep.
Let's reveal today's categories. Music, history, books, sport, food and drink, or planet Earth. You have to choose three categories, Amy.
Right.
To move along the runway, you'll need to answer five questions from each category you choose. Which one do you want to choose first?
I think definitely food and drink.
Food and drink. You like cooking?
I do love cooking. Absolutely love cooking.
OK. The bar will start moving once I've read the first question. It will only freeze once you've given me five correct answers. Are you ready?
Right.
Good luck. How many loaves make up a baker's dozen?
13.
Which Italian dish has a name which means bone with a hole?
Ossobuco.
Which foodstuff is known by the nickname the stinking rose?
Pass.
During which Christian holiday period is the Russian dessert Pascha traditionally served?
Easter.
Globe and Jerusalem are varieties
artichokes.
Of which vegetable? Which English town is synonymous with pork pies?
Melton Mowbray.
Well done, Amy. Five steps done. It was garlic. The Stinking Rose. The Makes sense, Rose. Doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yes. It doesn't matter. The bar's there. It's still got to go all the way down and bounce back. Are you starting to dream of that garden? £11,000 spent on it?
I'm thinking there'll be a hammock.
Just a hammock?
Well, not just a hammock, but definitely a hammock.
A very expensive hammock.
Really nice hammock.
Hey, 10 steps to go. You've done the 5 steps, and the bar's still got quite a long way to go. You're doing well, Amy.
Okay.
What's the next category going to be? So you've got music, history, books, sport, and planet Earth left.
I think I'm going to go for books.
Books? You
yep.
like reading?
I do read, yep.
Is your heart beating? Are you feeling
absolutely,
nervous?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's getting a bit scary now.
OK, you've chosen books. Good luck. Which author wrote much of her early work in the Elephant House Cafe in Edinburgh?
J.K. Rowling.
What is the name of Sylvia Plath's only novel?
The Bell Jar.
Which TV presenter wrote the comic book series Turf?
Pass.
The terms thought crime and Big Brother first appeared in which novel? In Coleridge's poem, which bird is hung around
Albatross.
The neck of the ancient mariner? In the novel Treasure Island, what is the name of Long John Silver's parrot?
Captain Flint.
Well done, Amy. You're on fire. This is amazing. You're 5 steps from winning that prize money. It was Jonathan Ross who wrote the comic book series Turf, but it doesn't matter because the bar hasn't even rebounded yet. When it does, that will become a sea of red, so the pressure will start to mount. Keep thinking of that garden.
Garden.
Hammock.
Hammock.
Something
yeah.
else? Bench?
Mm,
a few
hammock.
Flowers?
Hammock. Really hammock. That's the thing.
OK, it's your third and final category now, Amy. This is crucial.
Righto.
Amy, the bar takes no prisoners and
Mm-mm.
she really can creep up on you.
Absolutely.
5 steps, £11,672. Keep your cool. What's your next category going to be? Music, history, sport, or planet Earth?
OK, well, music is out. Sport, I think, is probably out. Planet Earth is very big. So that's a really big subject. Mind you, history is very long. I think I'll go for history.
History?
Yeah.
Did you study history at school?
O-level. Mm. That dates me a bit. Yeah, O-level.
Okay.
And I haven't got an O-level in planet Earth, so...
OK.
There
well,
you
let's
go.
Hope. Fingers crossed. We're all rooting for you. 5 steps stand between you and that £11,672.
OK.
Good luck. Which empire declared war on Russia in October 1853?
Japan.
In which decade were compulsory driving tests introduced in the UK?
1930s.
How many kings of England have been called Stephen?
One.
Winston Churchill was born in which Oxfordshire
Blenheim
stately
Palace.
Home? What other name is given to the bubonic plague of the 14th
Black
century?
Death.
In which year was the Wall Street crash?
1927.
Which 18th century British explorer captained the Endeavour?
Captain Cook.
Oh, congratulations. £11,672. There it is.
Fantastic.
How do you feel?
Just brilliant.
Yeah?
Just absolutely brilliant.
So your garden is going to be looking pretty special after
it's
this.
It's going to be pretty swanky, I tell you.
What you got wrong, though.
Yeah.
I thought you were a bit jittery to start with. Ottoman Empire. That's who declared
no
war on
idea.
Russia in October 1853. And it was 1929, the Wall Street crash.
I knew it was an odd number.
But that doesn't matter because you've won the money. Just have a look at the bar, though. It made up ground on you, didn't it?
It was catching me. I didn't want to look. I didn't want to see it. I was, like, really focusing on looking ahead because I thought if I see it coming, I will start really panicking. I will actually start running.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Not allowed to do that.
Forget about the bar because you've won £11,672. Congratulations to you, Amy. That's it for today, but make sure you join us next time when 6 more contestants try to beat the bar like Amy. Will they do it? Find out on Rebound. Goodbye.